Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 15, verses 37 to 39. Jesus uttered another loud cry and breathed his last, and the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. When the Roman officer who stood facing him saw how he had died, he exclaimed, "This man truly was the Son of God." I'm very struck by the fact that just before Jesus breathed his last breath, he let out a loud cry. This is the last thing you would have expected of a man dying on the cross. It would have been hard for Jesus to breathe at all, but he gave a shout of triumph. His work of salvation was finished. He had won the final victory over sin and death. The tearing of the curtain of the temple confirmed that a new era had opened up. In the past, only the high priest could enter into the Holy of Holies, but now, through the death of Christ on the cross, a new way was opened for anyone who would turn to him. The old barriers and restrictions were torn down as Jesus opened wide his arms to the world. Everyone was now warmly welcomed. The fact that the first person to comment on the death of Jesus was not a Jew is hugely significant and very surprising. Who would have thought that the Roman soldier responsible for overseeing his death would identify exactly who Jesus was? It was as if he was speaking on behalf of the world. Jesus himself was indeed a Jew. He came to bring life to all who would accept him, then and now. So let me ask you this question. What is your reaction to the crucifixion of Jesus? And now let's pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you for dying for us so that our sins can be forgiven. Thank you for loving us completely and offering us the gift of eternal life. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.